you all. I had to end the last live because I had a customer come in, and that's part of my day job. Greet the customers. On the upside, she was driving one sick-ass Corvette. Damn, that was nice. And I guess her husband has one that's even a year newer, making it a 2024. It's kind of jealous. Oh, well. I guess if I wanted a Corvette, then I could probably buy one. Maybe. I don't know. It's a lot of money. But I'm a four-wheel drive guy. So anyway, listening to some more stuff on Israel's retaliation on Iran. And I guess the main thing is it's all just showmanship right now. And, you know, they have to do something, but it's not a big deal. And everyone agrees. So it kind of makes you wonder just why, you know. I mean, God, I hate to repeat, you know, what Barney used to say, the purple dinosaur, but can't we all just get along? I mean, fuck. Especially the way things are going right now. You know, there's a lot of tension out there. And, you know, it's kind of everything is on a hair trigger and it's like a powder keg. And so I don't understand why they're doing this. I mean, I kind of get it from a Russia-China point of view because they've decided long ago that they're not going to really play these stupid-ass games. It's like if America wants to play baseball, that's fine, but they're now engaged in a whole nother sport. And so they're just doing what they're doing. They're creating the BRICS and all these conferences on new currencies and multipolarity kind of a world, which I'm all for. I mean, I want everybody to be sovereign, and I think it would be better in an economic sense when you look at it that way. Even America in the founding was created to be, you know, so many states. At the time, it was 13 colonies, which were states or nations, all the same. And now it would be, you know, 50 nations under one roof, basically, in America. And the economy was doing good and all that. And then we, you know, fucked it all up because, you know, we were given alien technology to create a perfect union and government. And then everybody had to pop open the hood and start fucking around with things they didn't understand. And to me, it was alien technology because it was so pure and simple and wonderful. And it was designed to function forever if they just wouldn't open the hood and start dicking with things. But we did, because that's what I guess humans do. So you can't blame us for doing what we do. Humans be fucking things up forever. But I just look at it as Russia and China are doing what they're doing, and they're trying to make money, and they're trying to incorporate a lot of other countries into making money. That's what this, you know, the Belt and Road Initiative is. It's for countries to get their goods from point A to point B. And, you know, back in the day when the Canaanites ruled that area, that was a major hub for transportation. So they were all quite wealthy. And everything went through that southern, can't remember what it was called, like a Tarrant or something like that. But there were a lot of people that lived there. And, you know, there was the commerce that gives us our goods. And then Egypt got in there, and then they kind of walked away eventually. But they even had their little logos, like, you know, buildings and food and machinery and stuff like that, you know. And so they were pushing economies. Now we don't. Oh, got a Marcos Paulo in the chat here. Howdy. So I wonder, like, what's going to happen? We got an election year coming up, which is critical, I guess. We're not a democracy, so, you know, forget that. But I think Iran could just dial back the flow of oil through the Straits of Hormuz, and you know, our prices go up, you know, $4, $5, $6 a gallon. Some places more because we have the, you know, the special custom blends like in California and stuff. So they might be looking at $7, $8 a gallon. Well, then Dingling Biden is not going to get reelected. So everybody's, you know, playing with this hot potato. You're from Brazil, Marcos. Awesome. I used to listen to a lot of podcasts that had Gonzalo Lira on there. I think he was from Brazil. I mean, he was American, but his family was from Brazil. I really miss him. He was a great guy, funny as shit. So when we look at America and our many, many problems, we're too diversified to even see them. I think we're suffering from, you know, TMI, you know, just too much information going on and we get buried. Marcos, a dictatorship. Well, you know, you could be unfortunate enough to live in a country like America that was founded on a representative republic. But everyone on the news everywhere calls this an effing democracy, which is the most dangerous and lethal form of government ever created. So when I listen to people on the news and they go, well, you know, that's a threat to democracy, I think to myself, well, that's a good thing, isn't it? Because we really don't want to be a democracy, but yeah, well, whatever. So that's kind of where we're at. And thank you. Yes, America is a republic. In concept, yeah, you know, years ago it was actually in stone and in writing, but now it's just a word, which I find interesting, just kind of as a side note. I was listening to a show the other day talking about, yes, Marcos, you're exactly right, on religion, and they were talking about, you know, there's Christians and then there's Christian nationalists and then all these different forms of Christianity. They're all talking about it like, well, he's not really a Christian. He's a Christian nationalist. And it's like, oh, you guys are really worried about that kind of stupid shit. But you, all three of these groups that were on this show were saying, well, we got to protect the democracy. And it's like, okay, if you're going to be into the verbal gymnastics or semantics about what we are and are not, then at least have the decency to call us a republic. You know, especially on the news. Like, I am a big fan of Tucker Carlson. And he does make me laugh, and he does get some good interviews. But I always have to ask myself, he's a very smart guy. So why does he continue to say we're a democracy? Is it that he is misled and stupid? I don't think he's stupid. Tucker rocks. Yes, he does. So why does he continue to call us a democracy when it's so blatantly obvious the difference? I mean, most people can, you know, read the difference and just look it up. So I wonder, is he just dancing on the head of a pin, trying to, you know, not say the wrong words, and, you know, because they could still kind of cancel them or shut them off. I mean, the internet's not really that rock solid as far as freedom and liberty goes. So I don't know. People like that, even Glenn Beck, who's kind of off the rails most of the time on most of his stuff, you know, everyone says democracy, 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 and we are a representative republic. And I've talked about it before on many of my podcasts. It's just like, I elect you, you're my representative. And a state could have more representatives than we have now. But see, they have this illusion that we got to send all of Congress to D.C. Well, that would require building a giant amphitheater then to hold all of those people in there if we kept it down to, you know, so many... you know, represent like population was, I think, under 40,000 per representative district. But if they were all in the state, then Arizona, being the size it is, might have 50, might even have 100 representatives, but they would all meet and we could build a little capital for them and that would be fine and they could hash out all the problems and then, send, two senators to go work it out in Washington, D.C. And then D.C. wouldn't need a big building. It would just need a room, like a conference room, big enough to hold 100 senators. Fucking done and done. But they didn't want to do that. And so what ends up happening is now they're all in Washington, D.C. They can be threatened. They can be lobbied. They can be harassed. They can be away from their... how do I do that? I got a message from allow call in. Okay. Trying to figure this out because Pablo is a speaker. Good. Okay. So I clicked the yes. So let's see what happens, Pablo. Let me turn you on. How you doing there, Marco?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I can hardly hear you.
Sorry, let me try to fix it. Just a sec.
Okay. I'm just on my phone, so I don't have the best speaker on this thing.
How about now? It's better?
I can kind of hear you. I wish I had my headphones. I left them at home like a dumbass.
Let me try my phone, my headset, just a second.
Okay. This is Marcos Polo. Paulo. Sorry, didn't mean to butcher your name there.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. Can you hear me now? It's better.
No, and I got the volume all the way up, but I'm pretty sure the audience can probably hear you, I guess.
I'm sorry for that.
That's all right.
Probably my bad, my not so good cell phone. pleased to meet you, Prepper Guy.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I mean, like I said, I used to listen to Gonzalo Lira all the time. He was on the Duran and all them shows, and not only funny but extremely insightful.
I don't think he's a Brazilian. I don't remember. It sounds like a Latino, because here in Brazil we make this difference. Latino for us is the people who speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Because we speak Spanish, we make this difference in Latin America. So Gonzalo, it's a typical Latino surname.
Okay. Yeah, and I might be wrong because it's been a while since I looked up his, where he, he was from America, but he had family there, and now I'm questioning everything. But it was sad to see him go when Ukraine just basically offed him, thanks to the State Department in America, because we care so much.
I'm a big enthusiast of American American politics. I do admire so much the founding fathers, the American Constitution, and the values that founded and still remain solid in America. And I was hearing you talking about the problems in the liberal democracy in America, and thinking with me, I wish I had these problems here, man. Sorry for that, but Brazil is sinking quickly, and America has institutions that make their presence felt when it's needed. Just I watched it's about a month and a half ago, the Supreme Court taking action against the political persecution against Donald Trump, and the Supreme Court taking action and saying Donald Trump will be on the ballot in the next election, period.
Yeah.
This is a functional republic. Democracy, it's other things that don't make the case here.
Yeah.
But thank you for having me, man.
Oh, not a problem. It's really nice to hear from someone else and get some input. You know, America being the way it was written, you know, with the Constitution, we could do a few things to really change things around. You know, there's not too much damage that's been done other than, you know, with our education and stuff and not being the world's brightest electorate. But I think if we abolished a few of the amendments that really caused us to break away from being a republic to a democracy, most of the problems we see in America could be fixed really easy. And we still have a Supreme Court and a few things that aren't a bunch of screw-ups. So there's light at the end of the tunnel. I just don't know if the Democrats are so busy trying to extinguish that light. But you are right. There's a lot of good. So.
And you have a movement and an amazing movement. It's not just political. People would say, it's about Donald Trump. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about values and principles.
Yes.
That we make America great again. MAGA is something else. It's beyond politics. It's about what people think about America and what they want to America be.
Yes. Yes, and you know, they always call these movements like grassroots, you know, like organic. And that was one of the most organic grassroots thing because people just really liked what Trump had to say. And I voted for him just because I knew that the political machine would try to destroy him. And I figured he could stand tall in that and withstand all the slings and arrows. I mean, they're trying to drag him down, kicking and screaming, but at least he didn't fold like a cheap suit.
He won't. Donald Trump, he was a political before being a political.
Yes.
He was a short. He's used it to the cameras and the public pressure.
Yep.
A few days ago watching Friends, an episode of Friends, and just like nowhere Chandler said that I walked to Donald Trump in the elevator. So it's 1994, 1995, he's already a celebrity. So he has what here in Brazil we call a thick cask. He has a backbone, so he can represent the movement that it's not only that's not resides only on his figure, but he's the major represent of this movement. I was in America in 2016.
Oh,
I watched it. He's been elected. I was in New York City. And was really, really fun to see a bunch of liberals being panicked. Oh my God, Trump! what are you going to do?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they all had a meltdown, didn't they?
I was in a Radisson. Yeah, Radisson.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know New York, you know, I'm talking like you know. I was in the Radisson Martinique. It's close to the Times Square and the Madison Square Garden. It's in the middle. And it has a nightclub in the middle of the way. Extremely LGBTQIA+ nightclub. And the day the fatidic day that Trump won, I walked to the in front of this nightclub, and the people, it was 8 p.m., more or less, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., people were on the sidewalks crying, screaming, doing what liberals do, making a scene.
Yeah.
And that was very, very funny for me. I don't know in the rest of the United States if the same happened, but in New York was a freak show.
Yeah, New York's pretty good at the freak show agenda. A lot of people were crying everywhere, which I'm a sick bastard, so it made me laugh like crazy to see them all squirming like that. Well, you know, I think your country, just like everybody in the world, you know, we just keep electing the same morons time after time, and then you get somebody in there that's really good, and they wreck them, and I'm sure that's happened in Brazil and everywhere around the world. You know, that I think people need to be a little tougher. You know, I hate to offend the LGBTQ XYZ community, but you know, men in the world need to grow a set and really start defending liberty and trying to, you know, do it in a way. And I guess the only way to do it is to stop playing the game, stop going to their stupid meetings and their protests and all that, and just talk to all your friends and try to elect better people. You know, because most countries still have elections. Not a lot of them, but, you know, still.
But in Brazil, Prepper, it's more deeper the problem. Here we have all the state, all the public offices who are not elected, are appointed, they are all in the hands of the left. They are all in the hands of the actual president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva Lula, who was a former convicted. He was in jail until 2 years ago for corruption. For 2 processes of corruption, and now he's in the power just because the Brazilian Supreme Court, the judges that Lula himself appointed to the Supreme Court, set him free from jail and allowed him to be part of the Brazilian electoral process and interfered directly on the leisure, the transparency of the process. Elon Musk has been sending some Brazilian files about the interference of the Supreme Court, and I can say it securely that we live in a judiciary dictatorship here in Brazil.
What do you think about Musk and Twitter and how he's handling that?
It's a little bit irresponsibly. If he makes some strong affirmatives, he should show the proofs immediately. We are waiting, we Brazilians are waiting for the proofs, because he tells us nothing new. We already knew everything he is telling to the world. Thank you, Elon Musk, for telling the world what's happening in Brazil. But providing the Brazilians the proofs to in fact take some measures. I'm still improving my English. To in fact take some action against the judiciary, he did not. He's still just on the speech. And that worries me, because we don't have anything to prove, because who is responsible for the Brazilian electoral process is just the same judges that set free Lula, allowed him to be part of the electoral process, and guaranteed the safety of the ballots, the electric ballots.
Well, huh. Well, all I kind of get, you know, from our screened and censored news here in America is that I guess he can't shut off just individual accounts just in Brazil. You know, as far as X goes, he can just, you know, cancel them completely. I guess he doesn't have that fine of a switch, you know, on-off switch. But I'm not sure, because, you know, living in America, even though we have free speech and blah, 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 most stuff they're spoon-feeding us nowadays is covered in so much dog shit that I don't really even know what to believe. I mean, that's why I listen to a lot of different podcasts, like the Duran and, you know, ones with Ray McGovern and stuff like that. And just, but it's really hard to filter through everything not being there, you know, to really know, you know, just exactly how it's affecting everybody. But I know that we all need to do something about it, or we're going to wake up one day just totally all screwed. But maybe that's what
did you see the Brazilian parliamentarians that went to the Congress about a month ago here there in the US?
No, I didn't catch any of that. I don't watch any news on TV anymore. It's got to be a podcast or something like that.
The Brazilian, a few Brazilians, the representatives went to the DC, to spoke to the in a committee. Is that right? Committee in a hearing.
Like a committee?
Yeah, exactly. To talk about the Brazilian situation. The hearing was canceled. Was canceled by the Democrats. So the Brazilian representatives and the Republicans made a press conference in front of the Capitol to talk about the Brazilian situation. And to the American people, because you guys are discovering our dictatorship now by Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson, but it's not new, the problem, and America is part of the problem because Joe Biden helped a lot. Lula being elected in the last process. This is the problem. The CIA has directly influence in our electoral process, depending on who occupied the White House. We have a different influence, like we did with Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, I don't know if it's the CIA or just any alphabet, you know, soup. You know, come, you know, like FBI, CIA, NSA, all that stuff. But it seems like America likes to go around telling everyone how to live, and yet we're messing our country up so bad from the original Constitution that it's scary. And you know, you just look at what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. That was all just American meddling. You know, same thing with Taiwan, the same thing. Everywhere there's problems. You know, you flip over an empty, you know, bomb cartridge and you'll see a CIA agent under there squirming around. So I don't know, but I wish we had just take care of our own problems, because we're being massively screwed in America too. So you're not alone. We're all in a sinking boat, I guess.
The Russia and Ukraine war, that bullshit, sorry for the term, war. Nobody believes that Ukraine is a real nation. Beyond, nobody believes that Zelensky is a true leader that war drained 500,000 lives.
Yes, it is. It's not only a tragedy, but it's just sad as hell, because you know a lot of those people that are dying.
They depopulated. Ukraine.
Yes, yes. Well, Margus, it looks like I'm almost got to get ready and head home, because it's Friday and I can get out of here. But I want to thank you for helping out.
Thanks for having me.
And you take care of yourself and go out there and start a movement.
Do you have Twitter, proper guy?
I think I do on X, and then I have a website and stuff. But I mostly I'm on, you know, just my podcast now, because it's too hard to
keep up. If you have a Twitter, add me there. I will be pleasure to follow you and hear the news that you send by your podcast.
Okay, well, that'd be cool. Yeah, I come and go because I get really mad at life and society and all that, and I got, you know, so many things on my plate already with business and stuff that I give up, and then I get all pissed off again, and there I am back on, you know, Podbeam yelling and complaining. So I try to keep active and motivated.
Pleased to meet you, man.
You
enjoy your Friday.
You have a great weekend.
Thank you. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, that was totally awesome. Talking to somebody from somewhere else. I get a real kick out of that, because I love meeting people from other places on the planet. Just because it's so neat to talk to people that are actually living a different existence that we don't really see on the news, you know, and what they tell us is usually a lie. You know, I'm a firm believer in believing half of what I see and none of what I hear. So when you can get it from somebody that's living it there, and they're just normal people like you and I, and they're not jaded by the fucking bullshit of the press and everything, it's always really great. So I hope the rest of you folks that are listening in enjoyed that. That was a guy named Marcos Paulo, and I cannot pronounce your last name, Candeloro. So you guys out there in podcast world, have a great weekend. Keep an eye on everything that's going on. I think there's a lot of sharks swimming around in this water that we exist in now called life. And I don't know, you know, what's going on, but I know that the BRICS are looking at doing something else, not to hurt America, but just in self-defense to protect themselves from our weakening dollar and our debt-laden way of life. And so I think what they're doing is just more self-defense and not, you know, trying to destroy America's dollar. But just by doing the right thing, our dollar's going to be destroyed. And so if you're a prepper, be ready for whatever may happen. And you know, don't worry about it. You know, I used to watch that show, Naked and Afraid. And I still do sometimes, you know, I watch some of the reruns. And what I always found amazing is some of these people seem to be really kind of woke or sissified or from a big city. And you look at them and you think, they're not going to last 3 days. And they end up, you know, surviving the 21 days or whatever it is. And they do pretty good, you know. So no matter how bad things get, I think it's human nature to survive and to do all right. So the main thing is just keeping your soul and your spirit intact and your integrity. So when things get really bad, don't be an asshole to your neighbor. You know, I try to avoid most people only because you don't know their agenda and all that. But in bad times, you're going to really want to be on the lookout. You don't want to be an ass, but you don't want to get screwed over either. So we're heading for perilous times, but then I've been saying that for 7 or 8 years, and I've been a prepper since 1978. So who knows what the fuck will happen. But if you're always prepared and always ready, then no matter how bad things get, you're going to be okay. Just like Naked Afraid, watch a lot of those shows. Some of the dumbest ass people do pretty freaking good. So you guys have a great weekend. And I really love you guys all, and hope brought some something worthwhile to the airwaves on the podcast. Bye-bye.